listener production.
Good afternoon, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. There are concerns legislation to enshrine a net zero emissions target by 2050 into law in WA may not go far enough. The state government is stepping up its response to climate change, vowing to work with a number of sectors to reach the target. But Martin Pritchard from Environs Kimberley says they'd like to see more details.
It's great that they're talking about putting emissions reductions into law, but the detail we've seen so far doesn't provide us with a lot of hope that it's going to make a huge difference.
A woman's been charged with unlawful assault causing death. She's due in court tomorrow after a 53-year-old victim was allegedly assaulted yesterday in Perth CBD and later died. The pilot of a light plane has escaped injury after it crashed while landing at Jandakot Airport. 10 firefighting crews were sent to the scene around 11:30 this morning. Police say the 74-year-old was assessed by paramedics and was the only person on board. A large crowd is expected to mark Australia Day at a New Look event in Perth. The City of Light Show will feature 500 drones around 8 o'clock, followed by a fireworks display focused on the crowd at Langley Park. City of Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis says changing attitudes are being recognised by the council.
The appetite for a large-scale, all-of-city event has been waning. We also know that there is still a large appetite for people to come out and be able to respectfully mark the day.
In sport, the Australian women's cricket team has scored an 8-wicket victory over Pakistan in their opening T20 match in Sydney. They're next up at the crease on Thursday in Hobart. And Hawthorn is expected to name its captain next week after a pre-season camp. Coach Sam Mitchell says James Sicily is among a number of contenders in line to replace the retired Ben McAvoy.
I'm pretty confident that there's a few options. I mean, it's obvious I'm on the external that James Sicily is the big, the obvious one, but certainly there's a lot of players who I wouldn't underestimate.